Are you sitting comfortably? Then we'll begin.
Listen with Other. Because grown-ups need bedtime stories too. No Service by Giles Booth. Episode 2, Lucy and Tom at Christmas. "You coming for a walk?" asked Dad, startling me as he stuck his head round my bedroom door. I fell back to sleep. "Lucy's dead to the world, can't rouse her. Come for a walk, blow away some cobwebs." "No, I'm all right, you go. There's bread on the kitchen table, some eggs and bacon in the fridge if you fancy a fry up. The smell might wake Lucy up." "Okay, Dad," I said. I heard him go back downstairs and some muttering between him and Delith. I leant over to the window and pulled the curtain to one side. The glass was iced up in here too. I rubbed at it and saw Dad kiss Delith on the lips and lift her off her feet slightly. She wrapped her arms around him. She looked tiny, even in her chunky walking boots and thick clothes. Not much bigger than Lucy. I had no idea what he saw in her. She wasn't even pretty. They walked off hand in hand. I wondered where they were going. All I could see was the steep valley side opposite and low dark clouds. Aside from the distant sound of running water, it was utterly silent. My phone said it was nearly 1 o'clock, but it seemed to be going dark already. Still no signal. No TV, no Wi-Fi, and no phone signal. Couldn't even send a distress text to Nan or Ed. Ed's my best friend. His parents split up last year, but it wasn't like this. His mum was quite happy. He did have to move house, though. I suppose we're lucky on that score. I lay on my bed, staring at the ceiling. What was I going to do for a whole week of the holidays stuck in this freezing dump? Not even in the middle of nowhere. This place was on the outskirts of nowhere, in the hinterland between nowhere and an infinite void. I had a pile of books on the bedside table that I was supposed to read. School reading list, plus a book that Delith had brought me. I flicked through it. No pictures except on the cover. Looked a bit childish for me. Normally I read adult thrillers and horror stories. This was something about owls. Delith had inscribed, "To Tom, this book meant a lot to me when I was a teenager. I hope you grow to love it too." Yeah, grow to love me more like. She was an English teacher. Not the school I was at, thank God. That would have been unbearable. I'd also brought our comfort books. We have a stash of books, mostly Christmas ones that Lucy and I still read this time of year. They're like a security blanket, picture books and story books we've had as long as I can remember. They remind me of when Dad had time to sit and read to me every night, and Lucy would stand in the doorway, thinking we didn't know she was there, listening. Lucy and Tom at Christmas was my favourite, not just because of the names, but because of the familiar comfort of a happy family, the safety of knowing that the story would unfold in exactly the same way every time we read it. They would only decorate the Christmas tree on Christmas Eve. Mum and Dad would be asleep when the children awoke. Tom would always get overtired in the evening and go for a walk with Grandad. I suppose I must have started to drift off again when I heard something. Like a scratching noise coming from the ceiling, getting louder. It was really dark now and I fumbled for the light switch on the bedside lamp. "Dad?" No answer. Scratching again. Scurrying across the ceiling. It sounded like mice or squirrels. "Lucy!" Silence. Then the noise again, seeming to come from every corner of the ceiling at once. "What?" asked Lucy. I jumped up on the bed as she came in and turned the main light on. "I heard noises." "Like what?" "Scratching in the roof." "Your imagination, Tom. Reading too many scary books." "No, it's real, Luce. Listen." The scratching noise came again, louder and deeper. "Do you think it's mice, Lucy?" "Bloody big mice. Rats, more like. I wonder if we can get up there." "There's a loft hatch in the corner." So there is. I think I saw some stairs as well there. Come on, let's investigate. Out on the landing between our two rooms, there was an almost hidden white door covered in the same kind of wood panelling as the walls. The latch was stiff and I had to bash it hard to open it. Inside was a dark, narrow staircase. It was so dim we could hardly find our feet as we ascended. There was a door at the top. Locked, said Lucy as she tried the handle. Probably just as well, I said. Can't see anything through the keyhole either. It's like there's a key on the inside. That's impossible. Impossible? Unless there's someone in there, Lucy whispered in a ghoulish voice. Stop it now, I yelled, running back to my room. Lucy followed me and pulled an old dressing table across the floor so it lined up with the loft hatch. You're not going up there, Luce. Yes, I am. That thing's on its last legs. It'll never hold your weight. You'll fall, and I can't call an ambulance. There's no signal, and... Hush, bro, hush. The scrabbling noise came again, seeming to circle the area around the loft hatch. Lucy jumped up and tried to open the bolt, but it didn't budge. She banged on the hatch 3 times. The scrabbling stopped. Then it came back, almost repeating the rhythm of her fists. What the? Lucy, get down. I really don't like this. Lucy kept banging on the hatch. Finally, she got the bolt open. Careful, mind the door doesn't bang you on the head, I shouted. Dust fell down as the hatch opened and she started to cough. I think there's something on top of the hatch. No Service was written, read and mixed by Giles Booth. It's a GSB Radio Enterprises production.